Two local schools will play for a North Coast Section football championship and a place in this year's state playoffs this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including how College of the Redwoods football secured a third straight bowl game berth, how one local high school tennis player made some league history, some college basketball, news of the All League and MVP selections in soccer, and how the South Fork boys basketball team fared in their season opener this week. But first up, two local high school teams will play for a North Coast Section Championship on Saturday after dominating wins for both of them in their section semi-finals this past weekend. On Saturday afternoon, the Arcata Tigers will play Miramonte in the NCS Division 6 Championship game, which will take place at McKinleyville High School. And later in the day, the Ferndale Wildcats will play Moreau Catholic in the Division 7 decider at Hayward High School in the Bay Area. The Tigers, who are the top seeds in their bracket, comfortably took care of business in their semi-final showdown against Petaluma last Friday night, scoring touchdowns on 10 of their 11 possessions and winning 69-34. Junior quarterback Luke Lemke accounted for 5 of his team's touchdowns in the win, running in for 3 scores and passing for 2 more. The game was close early on, but the Tigers began to take control late in the first half, and they dominated their opponents after the break, pulling away for the lopsided victory. Not to be outdone, the Ferndale Wildcats were equally impressive on Saturday afternoon, rolling over Piedmont 43-7 in wet and muddy conditions at Ferndale High School. Quarterback Tanner Pigeon scored 5 of Ferndale's 6 touchdowns in the win, including breaking free for a 71-yard touchdown late in the first quarter to put the Cats up 15-0. After that, there was no way back for the visiting Highlanders, who had trouble matching up against a physical Ferndale team in the tough conditions. The Cats, who were seeded number 2 in their bracket, have now won 7 straight playoff games dating back to last year, and they will be playing for a second consecutive NCS crown when they travel to take on the top seeds in the bracket on Saturday night. Also in action last weekend, the Del Norte Warriors lost their Division 7 semi-final at Moreau Catholic by a score of 14-7, while in Division 4, the number 1 seeded Ukiah Wildcats lost their semi-final against number 5 Redwood by a score of 28-25 to end their season. In local college football news, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods dropped its regular season finale at Syracuse by a score of 41-18 on Saturday and finished 3rd in the American Pacific 7 Conference. The Corsairs, however, did receive some good news on Sunday when it was announced they would get to host a postseason bowl game for the 3rd straight year. Redwoods will play West Hills in the 2024 Grizzly Bowl game at the Redwood Bowl on Friday, December the 6th, with kickoff set for 6 p.m. 2 years ago, the Corsairs lost to Monterey Peninsula in the 2022 Grizzly Bowl, and last year they defeated Hartnell 63-0 in the 2023 Grizzly Bowl, which was their first postseason victory in 3 decades. CR closed out the regular season 7-3, while West Hills is 6-4. The Corsairs got some more good news later in the week when 11 of their players were included on the American Pacific 7 All-Conference team, including unanimous Defensive Player of the Year Connor Long of Del Norte. In local high school tennis, meanwhile, the HDNL's Lily Bazemore has made some league history by becoming the first ever local tennis player to win a North Coast Section Championship. The impressive North Coast Prep Junior won all 4 of her matches at last week's Division 2 NCS tournament, including a 6-2-6-0 win over San Domenico's Carly Amborn in the final. Bazemore, who also won this year's number 1 singles tournament at the HDNL Championships, won all 4 of her NCS matches in straight sets and never lost more than 2 games in any of them. Also this past week, the HDNL announced the All-League selections and MVPs in boys and girls soccer. Fortuna's Jesus Herrera was named outfield MVP for the boys after leading the Huskies to a league title this fall. For the girls, Eureka senior midfielder Angelina Conant was named outfield MVP in the Big Four after playing a key role for the Loggers on their march to a league and NCS championship double. Arcata's Sonia Vivoda-Wallig was named the conference goalkeeper MVP. In the Little Four, a pair of junior standouts were named MVPs. St. Bernard's defender, Sahara Tupua, was named outfield MVP after leading the Crusaders to an NCS Division III championship, while Ferndale's Tinley Pigeon was named the conference goalkeeper MVP. In local college basketball, the College of the Redwoods men's team continued their impressive start to the new season with a strong showing at last weekend's Ed Boyle Invitational Tournament at Mendocino College. The Corsairs won all three tournament games, including a hard-fought 68-67 win over the host team in Saturday's final. Former Fortuna Husky Alfonso Medina hit a game-winning layup with under 3 seconds remaining in the championship game as the Corsairs stretched their winning streak to 6 straight and improved to 7-1 on the season. Medina was named to the All-Tournament team while CR's Brandon Lucas was named Tournament MVP. The College of the Redwoods women's team did not fare quite as well as the Corsairs lost both of their games at the Sierra Tournament. On Friday, the CR women fell 60-51 to Sierra College, and they followed that with a 63-46 loss to City College of San Francisco on Saturday. The Corsairs are now 3-4 on the season. And finally this week, it was a good start to the new boys basketball season for the South Fork Cubs. The Cubs played Fort Bragg on Tuesday night and won 74-69. Senior Westy Way had a big night in the win and led all scorers with 19 points, including 10 of his team's 22 fourth quarter points to help keep the Timberwolves at bay. And that's this week's Came Out of News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.